You're among friends. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. As you know, I like to pay attention to local issues, and there was a very strange one. We'll get back to all this other stuff in a moment. There was a very strange story that broke over the weekend in North Bend, and here to help make sense of it is King County Sheriff John Urquhart. On the one hand, there's a new sheriff in town. On the other hand, John, you've been around the sheriff's office for decades.
Yeah, decades. I love hearing that. Let's just say it's been quite a while.
Okay, so here it's last weekend, North Bend, Sunday afternoon, and this young mom, baby, and her mom are at home, middle of the afternoon, and someone comes up from behind her, grabs her ponytail, robs her, and hits her, beats her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Grabs her from behind, kind of moves her around, wants money, is asking for money. She goes over to the diaper bag, gives him some money, not a whole lot of money. And about that time, her mother-in-law, who's upstairs, is coming down. And he hits her hard enough that the blow made his baseball cap kind of fly off. And he goes running off. And, of course, we get called and do our normal report and so on and so forth.
And you've got his DNA on his baseball cap.
Presumably, we've got it on his baseball cap. That's exactly right. But it's a clear, very strange situation even then, Sunday afternoon. Okay. Most burglars don't do that.
Okay, then, now it's midnight, 1, 2 in the morning. And this same mom hears a noise, only this time her husband's at home.
Right, the dogs are barking, and he pretty much gets up to let the dogs out, is where he's headed. And, of course, he confronts a burglar in his house, and a big fight ensues, big enough that really none of them are winning. And remember, this guy owns a gym. He's a firefighter, so, you know, he's in pretty good shape. But he's not making a lot of headway with this guy. This is kind of a standoff type fight.
So he yells for his wife. She runs downstairs because all he had was a baseball bat and a can of, I'm told, wasp spray.
That's right. The wasp spray didn't work. Baseball bat breaks somehow. And so he's not losing, but he is certainly not winning. And he asks his wife for help.
And she comes down and then grabs butcher knife?
Runs into the kitchen gets knife? A butcher knife, comes back, stabs the suspect repeatedly, more than once. Obviously, he's fighting with the husband.
So she stabs him in the back?
Yes, and he dies.
Okay. And here's where it really gets bizarre. It's not some crazed sex offender on a registry. It's apparently not some homeless, drifting meth head. It's a 48-year-old father of five, Ken Boonstra, who had lived in the North Bend area for a long time, homeowner, he's employed, and people are scratching their heads saying, wait a minute, how does this make sense?
And he has no criminal history. And, of course, that's the rub. It doesn't make any sense. You know, we're real used to going to these situations and being able to study a guy, look at his history, look at his police contacts, and kind of get a general idea of where he was going with all of this.
Right.
And this is a situation where we can't do that. We don't have a motive, and that means it could be just about anything.
Well, there were media reports that said that a couple of years ago he pleaded down a third-degree theft charge in Issaquah Municipal Court.
Yeah, which is right, which is probably a shoplift, and that's pretty common. Most likely a shoplift that got pleaded down, and that's not the least bit unusual.
What kind of work did he do?
You know, I really don't know at this point. I don't know.
Because, you know, I think that when you have a situation like this, I mean, the only way it makes sense is whether he had a history with these two people, but I'm told that they say they had no idea who this guy was.
Yeah, we have not found any history. They didn't know of any history. We don't know of any history. Now, that doesn't mean that he hadn't been stalking this family, stalking this woman, and she just wasn't aware of it. Did he pick this house at random?
Did he have anything
with him?
Why did
he come back? That's the thing. Why did he come back after he got chased off?
We have only 30 seconds, John, but what did he have with him that night?
He had gloves and some duct tape, and we don't know yet if the duct tape came out of the house or he brought that with him. And again, that's part of this mystery. What was he going to do with the duct tape? certainly nothing good.
Do you know when we are going to learn more about Mr. Boonstra?
I don't know specifically, but we're looking at this case very closely. We want to figure out what was going on with this guy.
Great. Thanks for taking a few minutes to give us an update, John. It's always great talking to you.
Anytime, John. Thank
All right,
you.
That's Sheriff, John Urquhart, King County Sheriff, of course.
Talk Radio 570, KVI, Laura Ingram.
So the Globama is gone. They have no jobs and living at home with mom and dad. And they're being drowned in these student loans.
Laura Ingram.
Disillusionment. I should hope so. They thought that big iconic poster of Obama was going to deliver them a job, a mortgage, car payment, and they're going to forgive their student debt.
Laura Ingram, weekdays 9.